good evening again, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our programme goes out to air in Christchurch on Saturday night, Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon, and Sunday night in Wellington. And you could be listening to us any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. The programme is brought to you, as it is each week, with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And my name is Oliver Lee. So I hope you can stay with us for the next hour, wherever you're listening. And we'll bring you the latest news from Ireland. There's been a lot happening over there. And we'll have news from New Zealand. And we're going to have a feature interview with the newly crowned Rose of Tralee, the New Zealand Rose of Tralee, who represent New Zealand at the International Festival in Tralee in August. And her name is Sinead Staten. And she was representing Auckland at the event, the Hugh Green Foundation Rose of Tralee Bowl on Saturday night. So we'll have a chat to her and talk to her about, entering and what she's looking forward to about going to Ireland. That'll be coming up in about 10 minutes' time. We'll bring you all the results of all the sports news, and indeed all the other results of other events in Ireland. There was European and local elections on, and obviously we'll bring you the results of the counts that are completed by now. But wherever you are, I hope you can sit back and relax, and we'll start off tonight. And Paddy Riley, and he's singing all about the fields of Athenry over there in the county of Galway.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael. Taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing, but so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing, so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Watched the last star fallen as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love.
lonely bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Yes, that's Paddy Riley there singing The Fields of Athenry, and I hope Sinead Staten and all the other Roses, when they're in Ireland, get a chance to go west and enjoy some time in Galway and maybe travel around the fields of Athenry over there in Galway. We'll be speaking to Sinead Staten, the newly crowned Rose of Tralee, in a few minutes' time. But first of all, the headlines from this morning's papers. Not good for Leo Varadkar. Leo Varadkar betrayed mate to win power, Alan Shatter claims. He's the former Justice Minister. He's launched a remarkable issue claiming he opportunistically used the Garda whistleblower scandal to begin his Fine Gael leadership bid. There's a picture of a beautiful young man with an equally beautiful young son. That's Vincent Ross and his son Sully, 5, and they were tragically killed in a car crash in Offaly on Monday afternoon. And then on page 2, there's nearly a full page article about the new incoming central bank chief. This is a man that's in the news in New Zealand today, because I didn't know much about this man till he was announced as the central bank chief a few weeks ago. His name is Gabriel McAloof, and obviously he's the head of the Treasury in New Zealand, and got the job in the central bank about a month ago. And today he's in the news because leaks of the budget that's coming into New Zealand tomorrow has come out, and it's obviously all over the news today. Another TD that's in the spot of bother is Maria Bailey. Of course, leading up to the local and European elections last week, news broke about a claim that she was taken against a hotel in Dublin where she fell off a swing while out with some friends one night. And she obviously was embarrassed that this came into the public domain, especially in the week leading up to the local and European elections. And she has withdrawn her case. She would have seeking compensation of up to €60,000, and a huge embarrassment for the government. So I think her days probably as a backbench TD might be numbered as well. But more on that and all the other news from Ireland throughout the programme tonight. So hopefully you can stay with us and enjoy the programme here for the next 40 minutes. Up next, we'll have The Rose of Tralee. This has been sung by DJ Curtin. And then we will, speak to Sinead, the new Rose.
The pale was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. As I strayed with my love through a crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful red of Charlie. She was lovely and fair, like the rose in the summer, yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee? The cool shades of evening, their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, stood listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding. When I won the heart of the rose of folly. She was lovely and fair as the rose in summer. Yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me.
Yes, that's a man called DJ Curtin, and he's singing a song there called The Rose of Tralee, and that's an intro to us to have a chat to the newly crowned New Zealand Rose of Tralee, Sinead Staton, who was crowned at the Hugh Green Foundation at the Hilton Hotel here in Auckland on Saturday night, and she joins us on the phone now. First of all, Sinead, congratulations on winning out. The competition was very strong amongst all the other contestants around New Zealand.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, the other girls were definitely a strong competition. They were all very lovely. I think the judges would have had a really hard job.
Right, tell us, we'll start now. Who told you, who encouraged you to enter this competition?
Well, it's actually a funny story because unlike most of the other girls, they were brought up watching The Rose of Tralee, but I actually had no idea what it was. And on St. Patrick's Day, which is the day I met you as well, actually, at the...
Are you blaming me now, are you?
Yeah, it's your fault. At the Irish club where they had the mass,
yes.
I went to the bathroom and I got pulled aside by someone, and her Irish accent was really strong, and she goes to me, "Oh, you were the Rose of Tralee." And I thought she was asking me if my name was Rose Tralee. So I turned around and I went, "No, my name's Sinead Staton." And then she drags me to a poster. She points at the wall and she goes, no, you've got to join. You've got to try join the Rose of Tralee. So then I went back to my grandma, who I had taken to mass that day, and I told her what had happened. And then I found out that my mum actually competed as well when she was young.
Brilliant.
Got all kind of tied in together in the end, but yeah.
So if you didn't go to mass on St. Patrick's Day, we mightn't be talking to you tonight.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, tell us a small bit about yourself, where you grew up.
So I grew up in Mount Ross School and born in Auckland, New Zealand. My grandparents are from County Tyrone, 6 Mile Cross, and my papa came to New Zealand for some work. He worked in the South Island putting up pylons for electricity, and then he loved it here, so he went back home, married my nana and brought her over here and started a family. So, yeah, I went to Marist College, Catholic School for Girls in Mount Albert, and I work for New Zealand Post as a production design quality analyst. It's a big
God, sounds
title.
a big title job there, Sinead.
But it's really just a tester, so I just test the scanners that the couriers use. We do some really, really cool stuff.
And you're thinking of joining the police force at some stage in the future, is that correct?
Yeah, that's kind of always been my goal. I would like to kind of have a little bit more life experience and travel before I join, but I've been on a police prep course and I've been to some open days, but the advice I always seem to get from police officers is don't join too young, so... Yeah,
good advice. Now, how'd you end up with the name Sinead? That's a name close to my heart. I've got a daughter, Sinead.
Yes, well, I was actually going to be called Dolores, I'll tell you that.
Right.
My mum was going to call me Dolores. And my papa stepped in and said, no, he's not having that name. So I was called Sinead. But, yeah, I'm sure your daughter understands as well being mispronounced Sinead.
Yes, lots of different, especially when she went down. She's still studying down at University in Otago. Now, tell me this, were you brought up, was there Irish culture throughout the family, throughout as your childhood and stuff like that? You went to the Irish club and did you do any, we'll come to your party piece the other night in a minute, but did you do any Irish music or dancing or any of that?
Well, kind of growing up, the only really... Irish traditions we had was one, we got the clatter ring when we turned 18.
All right.
Me and my brother, we get on our 21st, you get a ticket to go over to the UK and Ireland, which is where I've fit most of us. We don't have much family in New Zealand. And the big one was every year we always have St. Patrick's Day off school or work. My mum, who's the Irish one, takes it very seriously. We're at Mass and then down at the pub at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's kind of always been a tradition. In terms of the Irish club, we've recently joined. Wish we'd joined earlier, to be honest, because they've got some really good events that they hold, which we've been going to lately.
Brilliant.
Like the Pink Ribbon Breakfast.
That's right. That was good. Well done. Organised by
really
Bridie.
Yeah, and it was close to my heart because my mum's actually recently gone through breast cancer, so it was really good for her to go out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but good. And were many, you know, I was lucky enough to meet you and the rest of the contestants at the pre-Rose Ball at the Irish Club, which was a brilliant set-up on Friday night. What was it like mixing with the other girls? You spent quite a bit of time together. Everybody seemed to be getting on very well on Friday night and supporting each other, and I'm sure that continued into Saturday and Saturday night.
Yeah, we all got on really, really well. We've all promised each other if we're down in each other's city that we'll meet up, but yeah, on the first day it was very nerve-wracking and the day seemed to go really fast. And then all of a sudden it was the ball and the whole weekend was over, but we did some really cool things. And the judges were really nice as well, especially because two of the judges were ex-New Zealand Roses. So they kind of had lots of knowledge to guide us through and they had been in our position. So it was quite relatable having judges that were roses as well.
Well, I was lucky enough to be at one of the tables with the judges and some of the former roses, and they were good. There was two or three ex-roses there in recent years. Last year's rose, Jolene, she seemed to have been great, you know, giving great support to all of you. And there was another rose there, which was making it all feel, you know, you guys weren't that nervous.
Yeah. It's definitely a really good idea having Jolene with us for the entire weekend, because any questions we had about the process, all of it for us, which was really helpful, especially after winning as well. It's quite overwhelming with everything that's happening, so she was really good at bringing the nerves down because she had been in that position before as well.
Right, so now you won New Zealand, so now what's next in the process? The event happens in August, so what's happening between now and then? Do you have to go out and raise some sponsorship money to get sponsored, to get dresses or clothes or stuff like that, or is that up to yourself now to organise over the next few weeks?
Yeah, so I'm actually off to Ireland and on an OE for a month next Wednesday, which was a pre-planned trip before any of this.
Brilliant.
So that means when I get back, I've only got a month. So I'm thinking about taking some stuff over to leave with the family in Tyrone when I go over next week to bring when they come to Chile. But I need apparently 30 outfits. We have three outfits.
Sorry, say that slowly. Are you saying 30 outfits?
30 outfits.
Oh, well, you need a, I hope there's a clothing manufacturer listening to the program tonight. You certainly, that's a lot of outfits to get. And do you get any financial support to get this, or are you on your own?
So we are kind of on our own, apart from part of the gift for winning was that Paula Ryan, who was also a judge and is an ex-Rose, she donated or sponsored an outfit. So I went into her store today, which is in Northwest, and got to choose an outfit, beautiful outfit and jacket that she's giving to me to take and keep, which is so generous of her. And she does some really beautiful, classy outfits as well, plus she's a New Zealand designer, so I'm really excited.
Brilliant. Oh, well, that's a great start.
There.
Well, you must be very excited. So speaking to Jolene the other day, like, it's a week-long event, you arrive in Dublin and there's so many different events that happen, and once you get there you're basically with all the other roses, and then there's interviews, and of course you're interviewed on television live over there in Ireland, so that's going to be some achievement if you get to the last group of people that...
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's more like 10 days, really, because I think we have a couple days in Dublin and then we slowly make our way to Chile as well. So, but a good thing is that all the roses are on a WhatsApp, so we've all been added to a group so we can all chat to each other and share our anxiety and our excitement. So it's and kind of meet each other before we officially see each other over in Ireland, but it's quite nice.
And who will be travelling with you from New Zealand?
So my mum, my dad, my partner, I've got my nana, my auntie, even some work colleagues are wanting to come. We've got some work colleagues in Sweden that are wanting to come as well, so it's going to be a big mob of us, I think.
Well, I don't know what your partner's going to do, because once you get there, you're going to have an Irish escort, so he'll be able to go out and enjoy himself over there and with your family. But it'll be a great experience. Now, I believe, and you did the other night, so one of the things you have to do if you get to be interviewed over there on the stage and everything, you have to do a bit of a party piece. Now, you certainly rocked the Irish club the other night. Tell us a small bit about that dance, because I did a bit of Irish dance and my daughter did, but I never seen my daughter dressed up in an outfit like you did your Irish dance the other night, or your dance, sorry.
No, so yeah, that was my salsa dance. I
right.
Cha-cha. But I was actually going to do a guitar piece, but I was getting really nervous playing the guitar, because see, when you play guitar, if you pick one string wrong, then the whole crowd can hear that you've made a mistake. But with salsa dancing, you can kind of fake it till you make it. And believe it or not, I made at least 3 mistakes in that dance that night. So I was happy I chose it. But I've got a friend that is a New Zealand champion, so he trained me up, helped me out with the saucy outfit, and gave me the facials and the confidence. And yeah, I definitely don't regret it. I was afraid, though, that I didn't want to give the wrong impression and or scare too many people, because the dance is pretty flamboyant. But
so what do you think you'll do? Will you do something like that in Ireland, or are you able to do something like that?
Yeah, I can't wear the outfit, though, so for those that didn't see it, over the outfit.
Well, it wasn't much. It wasn't much of an outfit, if I remember rightly. Very good.
I'll have to wear whatever gown I wear on stage that night. Is what I have to perform in. So we'll see. I think RTE, they get to choose who performs. So I will show it to them, and if they want me to perform on live TV, I will, but we'll see if I make it that far. They'll be the...
Brilliant. Well, it's a great achievement. Well done for entering in the first place, because it's always, that's the first big step, and I think it's a great achievement, and I just thought it was a great night on Friday night, and I'm sure it was an equally better night on Saturday night, and all the pictures of you that are out there in your winning outfit look very nice, so I'm sure you're going to do New Zealand very proud, and I'm sure when you come back, and hopefully come back as the International Rose of Tralee, Sinead, we'll have a chat to you in September, and hopefully if there's anybody listening to this programme out here tonight and you're involved in the clothing business and you'd like to donate an outfit to Sinead, I'm sure she'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. And also, if anyone wants to keep up with kind of my antics before I go, and while I'm over there, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, which are just my first and last name.
Right.
And I just also wanted to say that if anyone's thinking about entering, I don't think we're going to be competing next year in New Zealand, but the year after, it's a really good way to connect with Irish culture and especially meet girls your age that have like-minded morals and... Yeah, it's really, really good, and I don't regret it. I was very nervous, but I'm really happy because I've made lifelong memories and friends out of it. And
I suppose
a lot of family connections.
Before we finish up, we should thank the organisers, Maureen Laird and Denise Murray, and the committee here in Auckland for the great work that they did. And I know there was people up from the Hutt Valley, Brian Mulligan, and a few other people at the weekend as well. They kind of organised it alongside each of the different centres. So well done to everybody. I thought Friday night was great, and people there, the parents of one of the Taranaki girls, and give them a lift back into town, and they were really impressed with everything on Friday night, and I'm sure Saturday night went really well. So the very best of luck, Sinead, and we'll follow you on social media, and we'll play, you've given me a list of songs, so me being from Galway, I certainly wouldn't want to go past a Galway song, so we picked out Ed Sheeran here, and this particular song called Galway Girl. So the best of luck, and I do hope that you and the rest of the girls get to Galway when you're over there. All right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want to drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. Baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl. Closing time, I was holding a hand, her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.
Yes, Ed Sheeran there, and a song called Galway Girl, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Greene Group. And before that song, we were talking to Sinead Staten, who's going off to represent New Zealand at the International Rose Tralee Festival in Kerry, in Tralee, County Kerry, in August. And if you're out there and you're involved in a clothing business and you'd like to get in touch, you can track her down via Facebook, Sinead, S-I-N-E-A-D, and her surname is Staten, S-T-A-Y-T-O-N, S-T-A-Y-T-O-N. And I'm sure she'd be very good promoting anybody's products if you're willing to support her. And again, well done to the organisers in Auckland the other night, on Friday night, for the pre-ball. And it was great to see a full house there and to meet people from other Irish centres around New Zealand as well. Okay, well, what's been happening in Ireland? Well, sadly, I have to say that in the last 9 days, three young men have been killed. Two 22-year-old men were killed in North Dublin last week. And this morning news is coming out that another man, formerly from Iran, he was involved in the crime scene in Dublin. He seems to be lured to a house, and the house of one of the young men that was killed last week, and he was murdered yesterday afternoon. So it's obviously to a crisis point with all these young people involved in the drugs trade in Dublin and people going into each other's patches. So the government have certainly a lot to deal with there. Right, European elections and local elections took place on last Friday, and also there was an election whether the laws around divorce could change so that you don't have to wait as many years for a divorce to come through as you have up to now. So they were expecting that to go through with probably 60-40%, but it was actually 83-17% in favour of that. That was clear cut, unlike the local elections, which the counts went on for nearly 2.5 days, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were neck and neck for you know, the number of councillors elected throughout the country. The big news was the upward swing in support for the Green Party at both local and indeed the European elections, and the downward swing in support for Sinn Féin. They seem to be in all types of strife at the moment. They lost lots and lots of councillors, and the Green picked up councillors, and the European elections, because there's three constituencies. You have the Dublin constituency, and then you have the North West constituency, or Midlands North West, and then you have Ireland South. So as it stands at the moment, Dublin count is completed. Now, Ireland are going to get two extra MEPs when the Britain pulls out of the European Union, if they do. So there was lots of interest in this, because whoever ended up in the fourth place in Dublin, we're going to get this cold storage seat, and that's Barry Andrews for Fianna Fáil. So elected on the first, elected Dublin was Kieran Cuff, Green Party, Francis Fitzgerald, Fine Gael, Claire Daly, she's currently a TD, but she was running under the Independent for Change banner, and she got elected. And then Barry Andrews is the cold storage TD, or he's not a TD, he's a former TD, but he'll go once Britain pulls out. Down in Ireland South, Sean Kelly, he got a huge vote, 119,000. He was elected along with Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil, and he's elected, but looks like will be Billy Kelleher, Mick Wallace, Leany Rida. They're certainly in the hunt there, and I think there's probably one other seat. There's going to be five seats there. So Sean Kelly, Billy Kelleher, Mick Wallace, Leany Rida, and then Grace O'Sullivan from the Green Party will probably get that cold storage seat. And over in the northwest Midlands, Mairead McGuinness, the outgoing MEP, she got a huge vote, elected with 134,000 votes, well exceeding the quota. Luke Min Flanagan, it's looked like he'll be elected. Mark Carty from Sinn Féin will be elected. And Maria Walsh, the former Rosa Tralee, living in Mayo, but lived for a number of years in America, and she was on the Fine Gael banner, so good news for them. And but certainly the counts are going on, and Peter Casey, he was in that northwest constituency, but he's on 61,000 votes. He's 13,000 behind Maria Walsh, so unless he gets a huge swing from some of the other people who's going to be eliminated, he's probably not going to achieve his dream of becoming an MEP. Okay, we'll continue on with some more music, and then we'll come back and we'll have a look at the sports pages of the paper, a bit of light relief there, and see what was happening at the weekend. Lots of games. Mary Black in the Summer sent you.
On you with desire. When the morning comes, my look will be perfectly plain. When the morning comes, my beloved one, when the morning comes, you'll know that we both feel the same. In the afternoon, things were paling to nothing. In the afternoon, we'll know what it is to believe. When it's afternoon and I covet you, in the afternoon, I'll give you no reason to leave. Now it's evening time. just like every time. In the evening time, I love you as much as before. Done with time and patience, I moved with the crowd. Lonely in my silence and being without. Then all in one instant, straight off the blue, out of all its goodness, the summer sent you. Off in one sweet instant, straight out of the blue, out of all its goodness, the summer sent you.
Yes, beautiful song there. That's Mary Black, and she's singing all about Summer Sent You, and it's certainly summertime over there in Ireland at the moment. The weather is quite nice, and it was nice at the weekend. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Saturday night in Plains FM in Christchurch, Capity Coast on Saturday, Sunday afternoon, and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday night, and listen to us any other night of the week around the world, around the country, on planetaudio.org.nz. And we'll run through the sports results at the weekend. There was, first of all, on rugby, Leinster, they went over to Hampden Park, or Parkhead, actually, where Glasgow Celtic play their games. They were playing in the final of the Pro 14 against the Glasgow team, and it certainly was, you know, a great weekend for Leinster. It was a tough game, and they came through with the win. So they certainly end up the trophy. They're disappointed as a result of the losing the Champions Heineken Cup final the week or a few weeks before that. So that was the only big rugby result. The only disappointing news was that Sean O'Brien, who was the captain of Leinster this year, wasn't able to play, and then announced afterwards that he's got to have some surgery on his hip, so he's been ruled out of playing for Ireland in the World Cup, and hopefully he'll recover to be able to take up that contract with the London Irish team later this year. Then it was on to football. And on Saturday first, there was a few games on. The one of most significance was on down in Castlebar, where Roscommon travelled to McHale Park, or Elvery's McHale Park in Castlebar, and a place they hadn't won a game since 1986, so 33 years. And basically this was a game that Mayo were odds on to win this. And Roscommon led this year by former Galway hurler and hurling manager Anthony Cunningham, but obviously has good skills as a football manager. He managed St. Bridget's to an All-Ireland club final a few years ago. Well, guess what happened? In a bit of a windy and a wet night, Roscommon came away with victory, 2 goals and 12 points to 17 points. So Mayo now must enter the backdoor system, and if they're to win an All-Ireland final, they'll have to do it the hard way. And up next, Roscommon will have to play Galway in Pearse Stadium in Galway, and hopefully you know, they'll cause another upset there. The Roscommon fans certainly will be hoping that happens. The other game that was on Saturday night, and this was a walkover, and more calls again for a two-tier system for the GAA. Dublin went down to Portlaoise, and they played Louth, and they just annihilated them. It was a huge win for Dublin. Dublin 5-21, Louth 10 points. And there is a New Zealand connection there, because Rory Carroll, who lived here for the last 3 years, he's now moved back to live in Ireland, and he was in the squad and came on as a sub in the second half, so he could add to his tally of 3 All-Irelands and 2 All-Stars, you know, before the year is out, because Dublin look unstoppable Right, other games at the weekend in the Leinster Championship, Kildare and Longford, they played out a draw, so they're going to have to play a replay this weekend, and then one of them, the loser, will go into the through the back door. Donegal, they were too strong for Fermanagh. Donegal, 15 points, Fermanagh, 9 points. And then on the Sunday, it was the turn of the hurlers, and Galway were at home in Pearce Stadium, last year's beaten finalist. They basically had a shaky start to the season, just beating Carlow, not convincingly, but their key player, Joe Canning, is out, obviously, for another month with the injury recording from a groin operation. So Galway playing with a stiff wind, were leading by 6 points at half-time, but Wexford came out and played all the hurling in the second half. And even with their manager banned to the sideline, from the sidelines up into the stands, Wexford were still fired up, and they almost could have won the game. They literally had the Galway goalkeeper made an unbelievable save literally with the last puck of the game. So the game ended up in a draw. But Wexford had played two games. They've had two draws. Galway had played two games. They've had a win against Carlow and a draw. But they've got to travel away for the next two games in the Leinster Championship next week to Kilkenny, and finally to Pearce Stadium, or to Parnell Park to play Dublin. Wexford have their next two games at home. And Leinster Senior Football Championship quarter-final, Laois, too good for Westmeath. And that was all the big games that were on last weekend. There was other Leinster quarter-final here, Meath too strong for Carlow, 218 to 9 points. And Ulster Senior Football Championship quarter-final, again, one-way traffic here, Tyrone, 223, Antrim, 2-9. So that's all the Gaelic games that were played. And don't forget, if you want to watch Gaelic games and from the comfort of your home, you can log on to gaago.ie, and there's various packages there. You can go in and buy a whole season package, or you can buy a game-by-game package. Right, well, the other night there was great excitement at the Irish Club when all the roses were introduced and they were doing their performances. But there was even bigger excitement when everybody gathered round to wish a happy birthday to a long-time member, and I know a long-time listener to Ireland Calling, Brodie Mortimer. And Brodie never missed Ireland Calling when he was alive, and great Dubliner. So, Brodie, I know your birthday has celebrations have been going on for about 2 weeks, so we'll keep it going for another week, and we'll play this song for you. Dublin in the rare all times, especially for Brodie, who just celebrated her 95th birthday. So, Brodie, from all your friends, congratulations, and I'm sure you'll be getting the cheque from Michael D in a short time.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city. In the rare old times, ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city. In the rare old times, my name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade to memory. And a courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham. Took away my soul. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I humanity in the rare old times. Well, the years have made me bitter. Sure, the goggles dimmed me brain, because Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The Pillar and the Met have gone, and the Royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Donaghy, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Yes, indeed. That's the Dublin City Ramblers there singing Dublin, the Rare Old Times. And that's going out as a very special greetings to Brady Mortimer, who turned 95 there recently. And Brady, you have to wait another 5 years and then you'll be getting that cheque from the President of Ireland, and you might get a letter from the Queen of New Zealand as well, or a card. But the cheque, I think it might be up to €3,000 now. And judging by how well you looked the other night at the Irish Club, I think you'll be what do you call it, celebrating that big birthday in a few years' time. So well done to you, and greetings to all your family, who I know listen in to the programme from time to time. Now we're going to go straight in with another piece of music, because if I don't play this, I'll be in big trouble. I have a new listener tonight, and his name is Milton Cassidy. I met him on Takapuna Beach this morning, well known to many members of the Auckland Irish Society, and he was a good friend of Jack Hanton. And one of Jack's favourite songs on the programme here was Big Tom singing The Four Roads to Glenamedy. So Milton, I'm playing this for you and in memory of the late Jack, a good friend of both of us. Big Tom, who passed away as well last year, and The Four Roads.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads winding down of Glenamedy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while, I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while, I see us walking home in the morning light. And after the time, I long to see my hometown once again. By the meadow, churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow. And one dusty road that led me on my journey far away.
Yes, the late, great Big Tom there and the Four Roads to Glenamaddy. That song went out especially to Milton Cassidy listening tonight, darling. Colin Milton just back after a few months over in the warm climes of Spain and a regular at the Auckland Irish Society. And don't forget, if you remember the Auckland Irish Society, you need to be fully paid up and everything to vote and to nominate people for the forthcoming elections. The AGM is coming up soon. And again, well done to everybody for the great night that was there last Friday night, the pre-Rose Bowl, which took place at the Irish Society. It was just great to see so many people there. And I know there's a group of regular guys and girls that go there and play cards on a Friday night as well. So make sure, if you can, go along and support your Irish club, whether it's in Auckland. I know the Wellington Irish Club is closed, but the Hutt Valley is still going strong, and Irish Society in Christchurch as well. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we've got another about 7 or 8 minutes to go. I'm just looking at the front of the Irish Times today, and the headline is Man Shot Dead by Gang of Three Outside Home of Murder Victim. Donoghue, this is the finance minister, to spell out budget impact of no-deal Brexit and decline in Defence Force numbers gathers pace. The weather over there today is going to be mostly cloudy with occasional rain and highs of between 14 and 19 degrees. Offaly, the father and son killed in a road crash have been named as Vincent and Sully Rossi. Terrible tragedy. And I see here in Britain, MPs will have a say over whether the UK leaves the European Union without a deal on the 31st of October. Of course, Theresa May announced last Friday that she's going to step down on the 7th of June and will be a caretaker Prime Minister until there's a new Prime Minister elected. And this is obviously a big worry for Ireland, and obviously the negotiations are still going on over Brexit. The front runner looks like to be Boris Johnson. And, you know, people are a bit worried if he does get the job. But there's about 7 or 8 more, so we'll have to see. And in rugby here, Munster duo Jan Clean and Mike Haley had a 44-man squad for Ireland's World Cup preparatory camps in mid-June. So the players that just finished rugby, they've only got a few weeks off, and then they start, obviously, their training and leading up to the World Cup. And I think the World Cup squad is about 31 players. And what else is, I see one other, yeah, of course, the big sports event coming up this weekend of international attention is the soccer matches. I think Chelsea are playing Arsenal tomorrow morning here in New Zealand time. But the big one is Liverpool against Tottenham, that game in Madrid on Sunday morning, New Zealand time. And that's going to be huge, a huge game with obviously lots of interest from Ireland, with many Irish fans being supporters of Liverpool and quite a few of them supporters of Tottenham as well. Right, we'll have a song from Luke Kelly and then come back and wrap up for another week.
I'm a freeborn man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode, with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being long. Places. And the small birds sang when winter time was over. Then we'd pack our load.
open ground, you could stop and linger for a wee.
That's about it for another week. The great Luke Kelly there, and he's singing all about the travelling people. And we'll go out tonight with Stockton's Wing, The Master's Daughter. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks to Sinead Staten, newly crowned New Zealand Rose of Tralee, and enjoy your trip overseas, Sinead. Heading off next week for an OE, and what a great experience that will be. And then come back, and you'll be off again on your all expenses paid trip to the International Rose Festival in August. Thanks for joining us on the programme tonight. Thank you for listening, and thank the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. Promote your community.